Voters in Northern Ireland head to the polls tomorrow to elect members of an assembly where the British and Irish governments hope opposing parties will agree to share power from March 26th. The first election for the assembly took place in June of 1998, but throughout its short life, it's been dogged by instability. Arguments over Irish Republican Army disarmament meant power was not transferred from London to Belfast until December 1999. Since then, Britain has suspended the assembly and reverted to direct rule from London four times. We spoke to policy analyst Robin Wilson, who is based in Belfast. He said voter apathy could mean a lower turnout.
Well, there's been a growing trend towards public disengagement in Northern Ireland over the last number of years. After the Belfast Agreement, when a lot of people thought that some kind of process of reconciliation was in train in Northern Ireland, and we would have shared government in Northern Ireland between Protestants and Catholics. For the almost now nine subsequent years, there have been endless renegotiations between the parties who negotiated the Belfast Agreement, and inevitably that's meant that the public has become increasingly switched off from politics, and that's been reflected in declining participation in elections, and I think we'll probably see a further decline in turnout in the elections this week in Northern Ireland.